This week's film is He Named Me Malala, a documentary on the teenage girl from Pakistan who survived an assassination attempt by the Taliban who wanted to silence her advocacy for girls' rights to education. The plot backfired. Malala's voice became even more powerful after the shooting as a resulting attention from Western media and world leaders allowed her to amplify her cause around the globe. As a result, in 2014, Malala became the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize at 17. Director Davis Guggenheim is a passionate guy who likes to take on subjects who he believes in. He casts aside traditional conventions in documentary storytelling and instead somewhat joins the chorus to propel the message of his subject. Guggenheim's approach served the otherwise boring Al Gore very well in elevating An Inconvenient Truth to a surprising Academy Award. In He Named Me Malala, he again employs a blend of animation and interviews to show the little girl behind the big story. Guggenheim succeeds in reminding us that behind the hype, at the heart of this story, is a girl with the same simple desires most of us share: love of family, friends, her home, and playing in her neighborhood streets, and an irrepressible desire to learn. The director also gives the audience an intimate look at the relationship between Malala and her father, as well as the rest of her family, which includes a mother clinging to tradition and two younger brothers who know the real Malala, who likes to be, quote, a little bit naughty, unquote. Intersections of the family's traditional roots and the political roles of the father and daughter are depicted with sensitivity, if not somewhat superficiality. Her father's activism is often not only attributed to Malala's inspiration, but many wonder if he is really using Malala to further his own agenda. I think the film succeeds in orchestrating a clear rebuttal to those claims, but Guggenheim misses an opportunity to blunt accusations that Malala remains a vehicle for Western media by not asking any hard questions. Be that as it may, the film is simply an inspirational knockout that unmasks in a remarkable story of determination, risk, and courage to make a mark on the part of the world where taking such a stand puts oneself and your entire family at risk. Perhaps the most conclusive validation of Malala's individual and political integrity is the continued unconditional support and love from her hometown classmates, including the two friends that were shot with her on the bus. So, on my ski trail rating system, He Named Me Malala earns my highest Black Diamond ski trail rating. Like good parents, the sources of our inspiration don't have to be perfect. Experiencing the director's unconventional storytelling yields an amazingly impactful depiction of one girl's unyielding fight to make a difference in this world. I highly recommend that you grab the nearest teenager and haul them off to see this inspirational story behind the girl and her family. And if the film doesn't cause you to launch your own campaign to change something in this world, maybe you can dig a little deeper this November 6th for Live PC, Give PC, and increase your support to any one of our terrific nonprofits. He Named Me Malala is rated PG-13 for disturbing images, threats, and is currently playing at the Salt Lake Film Society Broadway Theater. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.